views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
When it comes to transforming our lives, we need to have a warrior mindset. Angela Watson Robertson, the Reinvention Warrior, is here for the next hour to help you become just that. Join Angela as she fights for you to become a Reinvention Warrior and transform all areas of your life. Plus, she'll talk to the best masters in the transformation business and discover their tips and tools for positive change. Stay tuned, because you're listening to Masters of Reinvention with Angela Watson Robertson, the ultimate guide to changing your life. Get ready, because that change starts now.
Hello, everyone. I'm Angela Watson Robertson, and welcome to Masters of Reinvention, your ultimate guide to changing your life. I am so glad that you're here. Each month on this show, I'll interview a master in the art of reinventing your life to help inspire you and empower you to live your best life. For the next 60 minutes, we'll be exploring what it means to reboot your life. We'll be talking about techniques and shortcuts that you can start using right away to change the course of your life for the better. Today, I have Master of Reinvention, Diane Bischoff James, with me to discuss her book, The Real Brass Ring, and share her experience with transforming her life. Diane is an acclaimed author, motivational speaker, coach, and leader in the art and science of life transformation. She's a life reboot expert specializing in empowered growth and assists others by sharing her deep love of metaphysics coupled with effective formulas for obtaining optimal, authentic living. Diane is also a sought-after motivational speaker who imparts best practice techniques for navigating change in our modern world. She works as a transformational life coach, helping others recognize their own personal power and potential, and educates her private clients to manifest and renew their hearts, minds, and bodies for optimal, authentic living. So, Diane, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I am so happy to be here today.
Yay, I'm so glad to have you. So first, let me say, I absolutely loved your book, and I've got your book right here. So for our listeners, if anybody who's on Facebook Live, here is Diane's book, The Real Brass Ring. There were so many stories I could relate to, and your transformation and courage, especially the courage to go through everything you went through, is really inspiring.
Thank you so much. I think courage is my middle name because the transformation is ongoing, as I'm sure you know. There's always something new I'm trying to develop and that people can change about their lives. But thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I can really relate to that. It's kind of an ongoing process. You're not necessarily ever finished with your transformation.
Yes.
But I love all the stories during your, it sounds like 10 years that you chronicled in this book, kind of a 10-year transformation process, correct?
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, let's dive right in, and I've got some great questions for you because I had a lot of insights and aha moments as I was reading your book. So in the preface, you ask yourself the question. You say, who am I and what did I come here to do in this lifetime? That's kind of sounds like one of the questions that kick off your, you know, reboot. So, you know, in my work with clients, I often find that people have a hard time answering those questions. Those questions aren't easily answered. So was it difficult for you to answer those? And then the second part, you know, why do you think it may be difficult for people to answer that?
Well, you know what's so interesting about this, Angela, is that to me, that is the core. That is the fundamental journey that we're all on, but we don't really address it in a formal way. You know, we have, according to the Akashic Records, we actually have a plan. And we came down here with a specific mission, with specific lessons and achievements and some relationships where we're supposed to connect with certain individuals. So according to that theory, we're supposed to be doing something. And I always felt like I was bumping up against walls, trying a million different things, kind of a jack of all trades. And I liked a lot of it, but at the end of the day, I was absolutely miserable. And by the time I was 40, I figured out I had a psychic encounter with Sonia Choquette. And just happened to go, two people told me in the same week you need to go see this woman. It would just be kind of a fun visit and a birthday present. So I said, you know what? That's a great idea. I'll do that. And she was the first person to like bop me upside the head. Or as I say, she took a bat, swung it, knocked my entire life to the ground. So it wasn't super fun. But she said, you know, wrong guy, wrong career, wrong location. The kids were good, but I was like smother mother. And she's like, if you don't hurry up and grab the real brass ring, it's going to be too late for you. And I'm like, okay, I don't think I'm, you know, I'm not a totally out of it person. I'm not totally stupid. How did I get to be 40 years old and do everything wrong? Because I was pursuing, you know, like they said, the big American dream, like the big house, trying to make sure I was everywhere at all times. I was running cheerleading. I was also a volleyball coach. I didn't even play volleyball. And I was trying to get the big house, the big mini mansion, and all the stuff that we're told to do. So I had climbed up a ladder, got to the top of it, and realized I was on the wrong ladder. So wow. To me, it's the ultimate irony, because if we put together our portfolio of just like self, it seems to me like if we had had more guidance, perhaps, or maybe a greater understanding, we would be looking at how to create true authenticity, you know, from the very beginning, look at our purpose, you know, what it is we were trying to do, all those wonderful lessons, which I always think are the fun part, right? Not so fun. But how do you go through all that and create this package of life where you're feeling more joyful, feeling naturally fulfilled, and being able to pass in your however many years you have here, you know, anywhere, you know, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, and say, wow, you know, I really love my life. And, you know, high five, I did it. You know, I did what I came here to do. So I had to take 40 and start fresh. So take everything, crash it to the ground, and then try to rebuild it all and going in a completely different direction. Everything was brand new. Fresh baby shoes, as I like to say, kind of like starting really, really slow and just treading through all that. So to me, I think we kind of missed the mark from the very beginning. That's my personal theory after all these years.
Yeah. So maybe if somebody is having a hard time answering questions like, what should I do? Who am I? It may be that they just haven't really ever asked that before. Maybe they haven't taken the time to process what that question means.
Yeah, that's a really great point. I feel like, intuitively, we probably all have the information. Well, I know we do. We all have it. We're all phenomenally wise. And our supreme self, you know, the higher part of ourself, really knows the answers to those questions. Mm-hmm. And then we have this wonderful guidance system, which is our body and our emotions. And that guidance system is giving us feedback constantly. So when things, it's so some of it's really simple. When it feels good, it is good. And so I try to help people get back to doing I found some world-class techniques, help people get really clear on their vision, answer that question, what they came here to do, using a lot of like some guided meditation, but also doing kind of touching in with a lot of intuition and also using outside resources and lots of books, tools. There's tons of techniques and clarifying that vision. Because I think that's what I find. A lot of people have the first issue or the roadblock is clarity. So once they get clear, life becomes a lot easier. And then the second step is you really have to look at that pool of lessons, because this is the workout place. You know, the things that we're doing well and come easy really aren't in the lesson camp. You know, that's in the gift camp. So in the lesson camp, there's usually three main categories I find that people have lessons in. One is about the area of self-love, and are they truly able to put themselves first and find that inner yumminess, you know, the part that you're like, gosh, you know, it's such a gift to be here. And I'm so happy that I can do what I can and have these relationships. And then the third piece or second piece is about finding this sense of safety and security. You know, will the universe support me? Am I going to be okay? Are we going to end up on the street? You know, I had that one for a long time as one of my lessons and had to understand that there's trust involved in that. And a lot of really deep, heavy lessons about your relationship with the world, about the universe, about your spirit, about guides that are here to help you. And then the other one is about the third camp is about how people have joined together to create these tribes. And I think one of our biggest fears, we're going to get kicked out of the tribe. Yes. What happens if I actually say, no, I don't want to do that. That doesn't work for me. And people or afraid or terrified that someone's going to say, fine, you're out of the family, you're out of the relationship, you're out of the school, whatever it might be. So all of those are some of the key camps where I think this authenticity and the truth of finding your own real brass ring kind of emerges. And those are the types of lessons that I think that if we do a little bit of insight and sit quietly, that very often we know the answers ourselves. And then we can use each other as support and reinforcement to make sure that that we have all that clarity.
Okay, great. So it sounds like there's almost this, evolution of going from the clarity to then being, you know, embodying that clarity and then moving forward. Do you see when you work with clients that there's a trend where sometimes people get stuck in trying to get clarity, or maybe they sometimes get stuck in the trying to believe, you know, or maybe having doubts? I know that, you know, in my own personal life and in my work life and working with people, it seems like getting the clarity isn't easy, but often where people start to trip up is once they're trying to, you know, manifest that new life with that new clarity, and they start to have all those doubts and fears, and they start to say, oh, wait, maybe that clarity wasn't clarity and I need to go back. And so maybe there's a little bit of that. Do you ever experience that in your own life or working with clients?
Yes, in both. Absolutely. The clarity is the big piece. And then the second piece is about getting free, usually. And the freedom usually comes from those lessons. Mm-hmm. So once you get your, you know, the faster you get the lesson about whatever you're working on, the faster it goes away. And I find that there's a whole set of, again, tools and techniques about getting free from whatever it is that's holding you back. Because ultimately, we're probably holding ourselves back 99% of the time. And once you let that lesson go, whether it be about speaking your truth, whether it be, and this is one of the, I created the 14 shortcuts for happy living. You probably saw them in the book, and then tried to live them. So that really changed my life. And the one that everybody really, it's really funny because all my clients usually bring it back within the first couple of sessions. They'll come back and they say, I'm trying to stay in my own circle. So one of the lessons is that, especially women in particular, because we're kind of natural nurturers, but sometimes men and women, it's very easy to worry about what everybody else is doing. And it's very easy to get very ingrained with family, and not only that, but kids and just what's going on, whether it be a club or a group or work. And it's easy to worry about, you know, what Jane's doing over here, what Bill's doing over there, whether Bobby got up or if he got good grades or whatever's going on. But what it does is it just really deflects you, and you're not really paying any attention to self. So I always like to say, you know, you've got this circle, and I would stretch my arms out, but you're not going to be able to see them anyway. But, you know, about 5 feet around you. And in that circle, that's your entire universe. And when that universe is humming, aligned, and feeling really good, we provide a much bigger gift than worrying about what Bobby or Susie are doing. We provide the gift of having a super high vibration, and it makes you incredibly attractive to other people. People want to spend time with you. And also, you know, you're jiving on the inside. I always say you're wearing your power shoes and you love your life. And so you're attractive, but you're also showing and demonstrating to others that this is possible. And so that's part of it. That's part of the getting free, of understanding that this circle that you're in is your entire little subset. It's your Venn diagram. Love Venn diagrams. You know, other people actually are not in your Venn diagram. They touch it and they get super close, but they actually don't, you know, your lines actually do not overlap. So when you realize that that's the one thing you have to work on, life becomes a lot easier. And then the last piece to touch on that, where people sometimes get stuck, is what you were talking about, is the whole activation piece. Mm-hmm. So now I'm clear. Now I'm free. And I always say, you got to get going. Okay. Because as much as I want $1 million to be delivered to my doorstep in a paper bag, maybe tomorrow would be nice, right? Next week, whenever. It doesn't work like that. This is the workout place. This is the gym. So this is where we're doing all of our hard work. And in that piece comes your activation. And it's not about what really the results of it. It's about the fact that you have activated, I don't care how many times. And for me, it's been a constant reactivation, because I feel like there's mountains we climb or little hills, and then you get to the top and then there will be one right behind it that you didn't see. Another thing you have to activate. So how do you stay motivated? How do you stay on track when it doesn't go exactly maybe the way you want it to? I was, at the time when I saw Sonia, I was 190 pounds and I was pursuing a marketing career. And she said, your job is to become an actor, an author, a teacher, and a healer. And you're not doing any of that. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, I loved acting. I've been performing, you know, the whole high school musical stuff. But now I was hugely overweight. And I'm like, actors are supposed to be thin, right? Usually. Probably talented. Wasn't sure about that one. And then they're supposed to have like a portfolio. Well, I had none of that going on. So I heard her message. I'd loved acting. I realized I was missing the boat. And so I had to decide at 190 pounds that I was going to go out anyway to my first audition. So I literally like strapped myself up and I was putting on like the corset and I had like the big flowy dress and the boots on so no one could see that I was grossly overweight. And I showed up anyway because Sonia said, you know, you're supposed to be an actor. So I'm like, hey, you know what you think about, you bring about. So I show up. And I was sitting there at my first audition in 20 years, and I thought, oh my God, what did I just do? So they say, you know, first thing that you don't even realize, this was a musical audition. I don't know what I was thinking, but they're like, sing me a song. I'm like, oh my gosh, I wasn't prepared, didn't really have a song in mind. You know, I thought I was looking pretty fabulous for myself at the time, but that's about as far as I could go. So I just like said, fine, whatever. My hands start shaking. I had to pin them behind my back and I sang the only thing I could sing at the time, which was a song from a different musical. It was Wouldn't It Be Loverly from My Fair Lady. And out squeaks, like it sounded like a cat was being murdered. I mean, that's the only thing, that's how bad it was.
But you were activating. You were really getting out there. Yes. That's
not
good.
But you were putting
yourself out there. So hold that thought, Diane. We are going to go take a quick break. But when we come back, we're going to explore a little bit more about your journey and this part of, you know, having the clarity. And then what does it mean to really get out there and put yourself out there? Which in your book, you have some great stories about that. So I want to talk a little bit more about this. You're listening to Masters of Reinvention with Angela Watson Robertson. And this is my guest, Diane Bischoff-James, author of the book, The Real Brass Ring.
Awareness is universal. Establishing a living awareness through meditation brings peaceful, healthy, and creative well-being into your everyday life. The practice of living awareness, Spiritfire's own meditation practice, is built on this belief and is designed for every level of practitioner. Each year, Spiritfire hosts living awareness meditation retreats that allow you to explore the practice in depth at our retreat center in beautiful Western Massachusetts. Introduce yourself to meditation and the practice at the Foundation's retreat. Attend In Silence, a silent meditation retreat focused on mindfulness, presence, and nature. Or be engaged with the meditation sittings themselves at the Deepening Retreat. Start adding to your awareness and attend a meditation retreat designed to cultivate consciousness in your everyday life. For details on attending a Living Awareness Meditation Retreat, visit upcoming events at www.spiritfire.com.
Hey, did you know why they call the foundation? It's called the foundation because it completely eliminates your foundation for what you thought your reality was and creates a whole new space where you can have an entirely new reality that is foundationless. So from my point of view, they should call it the unfoundation or the foundationlessness. Either way, there's a big new global rewrite happening again because these guys cannot stop changing. There should be like a Change Anonymous that Gary and Dane go to. And it's happening April 28th to May 1st. You can find out about it at accessconsciousness.com/global foundation. It's happening in Paris. Go to Paris or do it online or find a pod near you. These are all the options you have. And what else is possible?
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Justice Welling. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spirituald.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit jenroyster.com for more information.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to Masters of Reinvention. I'm Angela Watson Robertson. My guest today is Diane Bischoff James, who is talking with us about her book, The Real Brass Ring, and her experience with transforming her life. So before we continue, I want to make sure that everyone knows how to contact you, Diane. So could you tell our listeners and those viewing on Facebook Live how they can learn more about you and your work?
Absolutely. You can find me at Diane, D-I-A-2-N-N-E, at diane.net. Again, that's two N's. And what I have for everybody today, if you just go ahead and sign up for my newsletter, I have the 14 shortcuts for happy living. It's free. It will be sent over to you. And those were the foundational pieces that I used to recreate my whole life. So it's short, sweet. A lot of it's very intuitive, but some of it's a little challenging to implement. So I'd be happy to share anyone who wants to join me on Diane at diane.net.
Great. Thanks, Diane. And for those of you that want to connect with me or learn more about me, you can go to my main website at angelawatsonrobertson.com. So Diane, let's talk a little bit more about your book, The Real Brass Ring. I'm going to hold it up again for our viewers and listeners. So one question that I had was, what is the real brass ring? And I'm sure you get that question a lot. Tell me what that means, the real brass ring.
Well, the real brass ring, I'll go back a little bit in history. Sonia had said, if you don't hurry up and grab the real brass ring, it's going to be too late. Now, I knew that because of my generation, but the brass ring back in the day was a game. It was like a carnival game. And there would be all these silver rings, and there'd be one that would be the brass ring. The person who went by who could grab it would be the winner. So what it refers to is that your world and your life is filled with possibilities. And those possibilities are just waiting for you. So it's a little bit like the yes man. Like whenever you have the opportunity to say yes and engage, do it. Because it is absolutely never too late to create the life that you love. So, and sometimes I even use it as a joke now in my family. I'll say, you know, sometimes you get that amazing phone call where someone, I just got one a couple weeks ago. I did become an actor after all these years. And I had the chance to work with films. And I had kind of just a rough week, one week where everything was going bad. This was like 2 weeks ago. And I did one of those like, oh, I'm just going to sit in my victim chair. And I just sat back and I'm like, oh, I give up. Lo and behold, a brass ring moment appeared. And I got an email that said, would you like to work in a film with Aidan Turner as his mother and with Sam Elliott and all these people? And I thought, brass ring moment. I was having this, you know, down to the dumps moment. And I thought, there's the universe ringing the bell. You know, here it is. Here's your brass ring. Grab it. I said, absolutely. And just had a great time on set. And kind of, I realized that it was almost like, it was kind of like a silly little moment that I had where I was even feeling bad for myself for 1 minute. And then the universe says, no, here's a surprise for you. I didn't, you know, it just walked right in. And I showed up the next day on set and just had just a fabulous time. So those are the brass ring moments. When they come up, take them, whatever it might be, at whatever level, no matter what you're trying to pursue, that's the first step of your own activation. And really get off of the outcome. It doesn't matter how many times you try to, you know, from what I understand, Edison made like 100 errors and 100 mistakes before that light bulb finally worked. So it's just about the fact that you're activated and going after things in your own life. So that's what the brass ring is.
Okay, great. And the brass ring moments, you do mention in your book several times, you know, I want more brass ring moments, or hey, that's a brass ring moment. So if there's a listener out there that's asking, you know, what is a brass ring moment and how can I get more of those, what would you say to them?
Well, the best way to describe it is something that just feels amazing to you. It's usually an opportunity that usually comes into you, or it's something that you've been working on and suddenly it becomes available, whether it be, you know, taking a phone call with someone who's in a new job and just having the chance to take them to lunch so that you're exploring new opportunities. It could be something like maybe some people I know were thinking about, maybe I should go back and be in a band. Next thing you know, they have a call saying, we're looking for someone who can play bass. The person jumped on it. Next thing you know, they're in a band. It's just really looking for whatever your passion areas are and looking for anything that resonates positively with you. And I think what happens to some of us is we get tired. I know I do sometimes. And when you get, you know, it's much easier. I got to say, it's easier to turn on the TV at night and just veg. I mean, I could literally watch like 2 hours straight of Dancing with the Stars, but I try to resist because sometimes during, instead of doing that, there's other things that are calling to me that would be either more engaging, whether it would be going out and meeting somebody who would be possibly a new friend, or for me, I have to use a lot of it. I'm working on my second book, so I have to take those opportunities to spend, and I call it a formula. Everyone's got a personal formula. So my personal formula is spend at least 1 hour a day working on my new venture, whatever it might be. So it's about turning off the TV sometimes or deciding to do something that takes a little bit more effort and, you know, going to the gym. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know about you. 99% of the challenge for me is getting out the door and just showing up. Once I'm there, everything's great. Even going to yoga, I'll be like, oh, I don't want to go. But it's about taking that opportunity. And once you're there, you feel amazing. You're in this community. You feel peaceful. You feel joy. And you're getting stronger. So, you know, it's about actualizing. And so that's what the ring's all about.
There's always lots of reasons to not do something that would be good for you. You can come up with them. But in the end, if you do it, you feel better. So one question I wanted to ask you is that as I read through your book, I, you know, realized, just as you said, you changed so much. You know, you worked on your weight, your body image, your career, your marriage, your friendships, health. There really wasn't an area that you didn't touch during your transformation. So, you know, for a listener who may be in that boat that says, you know, maybe they just spoke with a therapist or a psychic like you did or someone, or they just know intuitively that my whole life needs to completely change, they're probably completely overwhelmed. So how did you know where to start for your transformation? What would you say to a listener who says, okay, I know this all needs to change, but where do I start?
Such a great question. And you use the O word. That's my, like, that is the word overwhelm. That is the one word that I use so often, actually, for myself, just because that is the one area where I get stalled, and a lot of people do. When there's too many layers, too many things, too many competing priorities, or quite frankly, it's just too hard. That's when I think we hit that deadly state of overwhelm. So the best thing to do, and I know that this is something that makes it a little bit easier, is to compartmentalize. So with all my private clients, what I usually do is we look at the four key areas: the mental, the emotional, the physical, and the spiritual, and in that order. And try to look at, usually what's happening is there's one or two areas are typically, and we do this, I do this whole analysis with clients, but we just take a look at it. How do I, in my mental world actually is a little bit more about work. It's about how you're spending your time during the day, and just really give yourself a quick number. I like to go, you know, 1 to 10. I feel like we're at the Olympics, you know, give yourself 1 to 10. So if it's something that I love to do, it usually automatically gets a high number. If it's something that's like, I'm just doing this because I have to get through, then it might get a lower number, but I kind of give it a little bit of an analysis, kind of use your left brain a little bit. Then look at the emotional side. Do I feel supported? Am I feeling the love, not only for myself, but with others? And kind of give that a little bit of rating. And then look at the physical. And the physical is, you know, we have these bodies for this journey, and I can say myself, I go in and out of phases. One minute I'm doing everything, every day I'm exercising, then I can get into a real low phase, which you know, I'm coming out of right now, or just for a couple months, I was like, I don't feel like it, but I have to get back into it. So how engaged and how are you? Are you strong? Are you flexible? And do you have pain? Because pain is also something we can look at, and I have people rate that. And then the last piece is spiritual, and that's your, how are you connected? Are you connected to your intuition? So when you look at those four quadrants, this is to get out of overwhelm, actually. Usually two are high and two might be kind of lower. And so the two high ones, we put those aside. Things are kind of rocking on. Everything looks good. And then you really take a look at and just kind of compartmentalize. And I usually will find, even if it's something with a relationship, I'll say, what is it about the relationship that has me distressed or upset? And I'll say, you know what? I'm just not feeling supported. Very often the overwhelm will dissipate. You can kind of identify which area is getting triggered right now and go after that one. Healthy communication. And I even said to my, you know, my fiance this weekend, you know, I think we're just both so busy in the mental camp right now that we're not giving each other emotional support. So I'd like to give you some appreciation and tell you what I appreciate about what you're doing right now. And he, you know, he immediately started doing the same. And so we were able to kind of bump up our emotional support for each other. And then magically, You know, we feel better, and the world looks better, and our relationships get stronger. So it's really about kind of I break it into those four camps, because I've been doing this all over the country, and I've found that very few people have all four that are rocking on at the same time.
Okay.
And very
so
few people have
way to
all
prioritize.
Four that are low. Yeah, if all four that are low, people are usually very much in despair and are very upset. But it's looking at which one's going on. And I think that helps a little bit, just kind of breaking out using both your left brain and your right brain to give yourself a quick assessment.
Okay, that's super helpful. Well, hold that thought. We're going to take another quick break. You're listening to Masters of Reinvention. I'm Angela Watson Robertson, and I'm with my guest today, Diane Bischoff James. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Be you plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you. Tune in every month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
A word of caution. If you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
In this day and age, if you don't reinvent yourself, you may never find balance, peace, and the sustainable life that is your birthright. Angela Watson Robertson, known as the Reinvention Warrior and the host of breakthrough radio show Masters of Reinvention, is here to help you reinvent every area of your life. Tune in and hear from the best in the personal transformation business and discover tips and tools for positive change. Live every month on Transformation Talk Radio.
TheAngelLady.net.
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 TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790. 1-800-323-1790. Sue Storm. TheAngelLady.net.
Isn't it time to put your health first, to give yourself the gift of whole body wellness? What if embracing unconditional love and self-care was the first step to wellness? Could you honor that for yourself? My name is Audrey Michelle, host of Rewired Life Radio and the author of Rewired Life, A Journey to Untangle Chronic Pain and Endometriosis. In my book, I share how I healed from 17 years of chronic pain and disease. Get your signed copy at audreymichelle.com/book, spelled MICHEL.com/book.
Amber Teal, founder of The Healthy Edge, is bringing you the hit show Healthy Edge Radio, living with power, passion, and purpose. Amber provides the support and tools necessary for you to finally release the weight and emotions that are hidden beneath the weight. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information on how you can take the next step with Amber, visit GetTheHealthyEdge.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Masters of Reinvention. I'm Angela Watson Robertson. My guest today is Diane Bischoff James, who's talking with us about her book, The Real Brass Ring, and her recommendations on how you can reboot your life. So, Diane, we've been talking about brass ring moments and how you can reboot your life, how you can be a midlife reinventionist. That's something we'll get into. But we had a question from one of our Facebook Live listeners and viewers that I wanted to talk a little bit about. So Monica Starr, she asks, how do you deal with compassion fatigue with all of the tragic events going on in the world today?
Well, first of all, thank you for that question. And we all, I think, have been rocked by this week. I know I personally have. I couldn't even go to sleep last night. I was having reviewing all those videos that we were all seeing on the news and how the horror, the fear and all that was going on for those people, those tremendous number of people who got impacted by the experience in Vegas. So I thank you for the question. The one thing that, and I was actually pondering this myself, the one thing that I kept coming to mind, I was kind of like connecting with higher self and guides, and they said, you're really going to have to focus on the love and the light. Those are the two things that, there were so many acts of heroism. There were so many acts of just self-sacrifice. It's so easy to get emotional just thinking about it. So I just had to remember that the opportunity that we have is to just share that, again, going back to our circle, but expanding that to our immediate family today and our friends and our community. What can we do to make it this much better today? What can I do? What can you do to help expand a little bit of love, a little bit of light? This is going to take some healing. You know, most of us are good people doing good things. That's probably 95% of the population. Maybe it's 98% of the population. And then maybe 2% of the population are trying to really do the opposite. So we're going to have to join as a group of the people who are using their lives for good, who are using their lives to inspire. And I always say just a little bit more good today. What can I do? What can I offer? How did I give a little bit of an enhancement on anything? And that's actually what helps me every day. So today in particular, I was feeling, you know, what could I do to give back? And I think we're going to go to the school, and they're doing like a drive there and trying to just share in community, because we really, at the end of the day, all we have is each other.
Yes. Yeah. And so it really is where you put your energy and where you focus. So it sounds like, I think I saw something Elizabeth Gilbert posted on Facebook saying, hey, let's be informed, but also let's not be consumed with necessarily the negativity, or consumed with, you know, focusing only on, like you said, you know, kind of that smaller percent of people who maybe aren't trying to make themselves and the world a better place, but focusing on the good as well. And like you said, seeing that there, even in tragedy, there's still goodness that you can focus on. I think that's a great tip.
Yeah. And it really is. It's about our relationships. Mm-hmm. Every relationship is sacred. Mm-hmm. So the one thing that is a positive outcome is that it really has forced me to really take a look at my relationships and to find ways to maybe enhance them. What can I do to make these relationships better and stronger and be more thoughtful, be more caring in the moment?
Yes.
So, you know, it did really share with all of us a little bit about how our mortality is real, mm-hmm. and to appreciate it. And so that's the gift in it, is that we can actually move more towards love.
Yes. Well, and this relates somewhat to my next question, because as I was reading your book, I was really struck by so much hardship that you did experience as you went through your journey, but how you were able to really be, you know, graceful and have such a positive attitude and be so determined to create a better life, no matter the odds. So be it your body image, your health, you know, the acting career, like you said, you were looking around yourself, and you know, you're like, hey, I don't have anything that I need to be, you know, an actor. At least that's what, you know, your ego mind was telling you. So when you were knocked down, you know, whether that be some kind of trauma that you're going through, or you're realizing that your marriage needed to be, you know, needed to end or needed to transform, you know, how did you get the courage? You know, maybe I'm just, when I read your book, maybe I'm just saying, wow, she just really went through this smooth sailing, because it's hard. You know, it probably would be boring to write in your book about all the nights that you stayed up crying, but you know, tell my listeners, you know, how did you get through that fear factor, and how did you kind of have that courage to get up when things were really tough?
You know what? I like to really say that I've gone through most every man's journey of the hard part. And, I feel like maybe that was part of the lesson for me, is to continue to pull myself up, get myself going, and start all over again. Because it's hard when you, especially when it comes to some of these changes, I always looked at it in a couple of different ways. Well, number one, I have a bit of a fatalistic perspective of life, where it's a good and a bad thing. Like, I always think about, I'm on the other side. So this is what really motivated me the whole time, Angela. I die. Let's say I die tomorrow, and I go to the other side, right? And I'm greeted by a phenomenal being, let's say at St. Peter. And he shows up and he said, okay, let's talk. like, okay, let's do it. He's like, how did you do? You know, did you love your life? And right now, I mean, it's been most of the difficult stuff that you can walk through, death and kind of despair in some ways and poverty in some ways and having to end a marriage and have to get healthy kids again and to move and to recreate and to go through depression and to go through body changes. So it's been some of the hard stuff. So I'll look at St. Peter and I think now I can say, you know what? I'm going to give myself a high five. You know, I did everything I could to help other people. I wrote my truth, even though it was in many cases, the hard truth, you know, and I don't take any of it too seriously anymore. Mm-hmm. I do find that humor, especially laughing at ourselves, is one of the best things that we can do because I don't think any of it's really that serious. I had a client come to me recently and they said, you know, I'm just so tired. I'm so worn out. And, you know, everything's been so difficult because he was having trouble with his career. And I said to him, well, okay, let's talk about what actually happened. Okay. So yeah, you got fired. Yes, you did. But you didn't belong there anyway. And that was a very terrible job. And you said you're being tortured. Okay. So you got fired from a job. You're being tortured. You know, you have a loving relationship where it's not perfect, but you have someone who's committed to you. You have a family. You go to football games. You're out at King Richard's Fair. You know, really, yeah, you didn't have the career that you're hoping for. You don't have a bazillion dollars. But you're providing for your family in the best way you can. I said, so please tell me exactly what it is that has been so dark. And he's like, well, it didn't go the way I wanted. I'm like, aha, it's expectations. Your mm-hmm. expectations were, I'm going to, you know, be 46 years old, have $1 billion, be out on the golf course, on my yacht, and it didn't happen. Well, guess what? It's not happening that way for probably 98% of the population. We're just here to enjoy our relationships, to find our authenticity, and to be in health on those four areas, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and physically. And you're actually doing a lot of that. So if we can kind of erase the expectations of the dream, that lovely American dream where you know, it's all about amassing wealth and property and possessions, you really have a beautiful life. You know, I felt like I was kind of going back to the whole, you know, It's a Wonderful Life thing, you know, Clarence, save me. And he's like, Jimmy Stewart, you got the great life. Can we just show that to you?
And reminding him what he had.
Yeah, there was no appreciation, no gratitude, no understanding that it was, really chasing up the wrong ladder once again, really kind of getting clear on his path, which was a slight adjustment, not even a big adjustment. And then going back and saying, dear goodness gracious, put your arms around your job and say thank you, because it's giving you the financial stability that you're really looking for while you pursue other things. So I always say, give your job a hug.
Yes.
Because it is giving you a gift of putting the food on the table, allowing you to relax a little bit and to sit and to take your weeks of vacations. But at the same time, make adjustments, get your little action feet on and start using your free time, whatever there might be, to pursue your real dreams. So it's like how to keep the financial track and also the passion track at the same time. So I think it was very enlightening. And this person had a huge aha moment and was really stuck in a more of a poverty mindset rather than the reality of the situation. And so he feels a million times better and is now pursuing a completely different course in life and loving it. So
that's great. What a great example of what working with a coach can really help you in your life. So when you're feeling stuck, working with a coach, you can kind of be reminded of things that maybe you already knew, but you just forgotten, because we all need those, you know, we all need those people. So we're going to take another break. But before we do, Diane, tell our listeners and our viewers one more time how they can get in contact with you. Also where your book is available. If you have any events coming up, let us know.
Okay. Just, you can reach out, find me at diane.net, and please go ahead and sign up if you're interested and get your free version of the 14 Shortcuts for Happy Living. It's right there on the top of the website. And my book is it's Amazon.com. It's on BarnesandNoble.com. And there's quite a few sites. So it is readily available online. Just type in The Real Brass Ring, or you can type in at diane.net. And also, I have quite a few events coming up. November is a very busy month. So I'm going to have Mind, Body, Spirit that's in Rhode Island. I'm going to the Natural Living Expo, and that's going to be in Massachusetts, and also heading to the Awaken Fair, and that will be in Tarrytown, New York. And then I'll be going to Chicago at the beginning of the year in February, March, and we'll be doing another big body, Mind, Body, Spirit Expo there too. So I'd love to see you. If you're in any of these towns, you can get there. These are amazing events. There's hundreds of vendors. It's all about learning how to be authentic, how to be real, and learning all kinds and having all kinds of tools and techniques to help you get there.
Great. Thanks, Diane. So we're going to go on a quick break. So you're listening to Masters of Reinvention. I'm Angela Watson Robertson. I'm here with my guest, Diane Bischoff-James. Stay tuned and we'll be right back.
Awareness is universal. Establishing a living awareness through meditation brings peaceful, healthy, and creative well-being into your everyday life. The practice of living awareness, Spiritfire's own meditation practice, is built on this belief and is designed for every level of practitioner. Each year, Spiritfire hosts living awareness meditation retreats that allow you to explore the practice in depth at our retreat center in beautiful Western Massachusetts. Introduce yourself to meditation and the practice at the Foundation's retreat. Attend, in silence, a silent meditation retreat focused on mindfulness, presence, and nature. Or be engaged with the meditation sittings themselves at the Deepening Retreat. Start adding to your awareness and attend a meditation retreat designed to cultivate consciousness in your everyday life. For details on attending a Living Awareness Meditation Retreat, visit upcoming events at www.spiritfire.com.
Tune into the wisdom of your soul for guidance on living a joyful life. On Soul Wisdom Radio, Wendy will provide inspiration to raise your vibration and connect with your higher self and guides. Learn how to balance your ego and to progress spiritually on Soul Wisdom Radio with Wendy Rose Williams. Visit WendyRoseWilliams.com or Transformation Talk Radio to learn more about a healing session with Wendy and her events and publications.
Thrive is what we experience when our mind, body, and soul operate as one. When we thrive, we excel on all levels. Thrive is the mindset that matters. It is essential to our being. Have you ever found yourself looking for the instruction manual on how to thrive? You'll find everything you need to help you feel strong, powerful, and peaceful in your own body. So don't waste any more time. Visit ThriveByJen.com today.
Brand consultant Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help you take control of your future and maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're an individual trying to reinvent yourself and launch a new venture, or you're an executive trying to reposition your company to modernize your sales and marketing programs, Jen Morgan and the RAD Method empower you to play to your strengths and show up in the world as your most powerful brand. To learn more, go to jenmorgan.com. That's Jen with two N's, Morgan.com, or call 206-972-5366.
Tune in to the hit show Raging Skillet Radio, mouthing off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
Welcome back. You're listening to Masters of Reinvention. I'm Angela Watson Robertson, and my guest today is Diane Bischoff-James. We are talking about her book, The Real Brass Ring. This is her lovely book. I just finished it a few days ago. It's a fabulous read. And Diane, I wanted to talk a little bit about relationships, because I know that was a big part of your journey. It's a big part of all of our journeys as humans. So you talk a lot about in your book about your separation and your divorce from your ex-husband. And while you were separated with your husband but living in the same home, and before you told your children, which was several years, you know, you kind of refer to it as a time of living a double life during that time. I'm wondering, you know, what was it like to live that way, to be in that kind of, you know, moved on place, but still kind of in a holding place? And I'm asking this because I have several clients right now who are in that exact place where they know where they're going, but they're still where they're at right now, specifically in a marriage.
Well, I had a particularly unusual situation because we had a big property, a really expensive property. And I think that's part of the reason that we did the double life for a while. So to answer your question, part of it was amazing and fabulous. I call it my cougar dating stage, where I didn't have to worry about the finances at the time because we were still in it together. I was able to run downtown in my little red convertible, and I felt like the entire world had been lifted off my shoulders. So I think it was the first time I actually really got to experience and fall in love with who I was as a person. And that was my first time ever. And this was, I was probably about 45 years old, and I had no agenda. I just wanted to enjoy. I just wanted to meet nice people and have fun. So part of it was maybe one of the best times I ever had in my entire life. And then, but like everything, it's always upside downside. The down part was that I was living a lie. Now, going through that at the time, I did it to protect the children. I didn't want to hurt the children. I needed to be myself. I needed to be the person I came here to be. But I do also consider it to be one of the hardest things I ever did, because I do think it was a mistake. And I will share that. I had the recent client come to me, same situation. She was ready to move on. She'd already found another house. She found a new location. She was signing the divorce papers, and the children couldn't figure out why she was sleeping in the bed with her daughter. And so I said, I just have to share from my own personal experience, the lies that I did at that time became an issue with my children later on. And I've asked for their forgiveness. They knew I was doing it in their best interest, but in hindsight, that was a mistake. It was a lack of courage on my part. And since then, that was a big kick in the seat of the pants to me, because I had to tell that they knew it. Children are sensitive. They know what's going on. So being in truth with your children, to me, in hindsight, would have been the right thing to do way, way, way earlier. The minute that we knew that we were going to end the relationship, that would have been a healthier move. So I usually coach everyone that I work with, being in integrity is the single most important thing you can do in your entire life. And your children will benefit from knowing that you're in your truth. So we came clean. We all had it out. We talked to professionals. We went to therapists. And now they're super healthy, wonderful kids. But I did something that was, you know, maybe a little selfish in the moment, because I needed to find my happy place again. But at the same time, I would have handled it differently. If I could rewind the clock, I would have done it differently. I would have gotten into a smaller place, let go of all the trappings, and been more in truth. But regardless, everything, here's the beauty though, everything can be handled with healthy communication. So even if you make a mistake, even if you don't do it perfectly, clearing it up with people, everyone just wants to know what your truth is, and they want to make sure you're in integrity with them and they're in integrity with you.
Yeah, so you keep talking about telling your truth, and I love the chapter in your book about the truth telling. And it seemed like you got to a point in your journey where you said, I just need to start telling the truth with everyone. And I love the story of starting to tell, you know, really speak your truth with the other moms at school, you know, with your soon-to-be ex-husband, with your, you know, boyfriend. And it was really inspiring and made me kind of look at areas in my life. It's like, where am I, you know, not truth-telling? So, you know, and when it comes to being a midlife reinventionist, which you talk about, you know, in your book, and you refer to yourself as that, is truth telling kind of that first step, or at least a very integral part to, you know, rebooting your life and changing your life course?
Absolutely, absolutely. And that truth actually comes from the self first. So let's go back into that bubble, kind of just that as the analogy. You have to be honest with yourself. And looking at your areas of life and looking at the areas that are working for you and the ones that are not, and really identifying it and just coming clean with yourself first. So that's kind of where you have to start. How do you feel? Are you in any pain? What's going on? Are you actually doing the work that you love? Are you pursuing your passion? Are you using that phenomenal genius that you have, which is your spirit, your supreme self? Are you connecting with it? Are you even listening? I have clients that come to me. One of the questions I always ask them is, do you heed your messages? And it's really funny, because I would say probably almost everybody says, yeah, not really. Meaning we're getting intuition, we're getting feedback, we're getting ideas, people are saying things to us, and we don't really listen. So it's about coming clean with all of that. Now, here's what's really funny about the outside. Okay, so you've been clean. Let's say you're clean with yourself now, and you're really coming to your own truth. Now you're going to start expressing it in the outside world. Well, the funny thing is that you don't get to control how anybody else responds. And yes. That's the funny thing. We want to be able to say our truth, but have everyone say then back what we want them to say.
Yes. Yes. Isn't we want to be able to control that outcome.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. So we're about actually out of time today. So hold that thought, Diane. Okay. But before we go, I want to make sure we have time to share one more time with our listeners how they can get in touch with you, where your book's available, and also any of those events that you have coming up.
Okay. Just reach out to me at diane.net and get your 14 shortcuts for happy living. The book is called The Real Brass Ring, Change Your Life Course Now. So you grab at that real brass ring. And I'll be at the Natural Living Expo in November, the Mind, Body, Spirit Expo in November in Rhode Island. And I'll be at the Awakened Expo at Tarrytown, New York. And all of those are in November and they're all on my site.
You've been listening to Masters of Reinvention with Angela Watson Robertson, the ultimate guide to changing your life. The only show on the radio to bring together top transformation experts who will show you how to positively change your life, along with expertly researched nutrition and lifestyle advice. See all of the Reinvention Warriors programs and free wellness tips at AngelaWatsonRobertson.com. Experience powerful life reinvention coaching and learn to beat fatigue naturally with our new program, Fatigue Warrior. And be sure to tune in to Masters of Reinvention each month on Transformation Talk Radio.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.